Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia at 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. The federal committee that coordinates how government agencies can best serve the needs of people with autism has not met for more than a year, but advocates have kept up the work in the meantime. For WHYY, Allie McPherson has more.
The Interagency Autism Coordinating Committee, or IACC, has been on hiatus since July 2019. It was anticipated that a new committee would be named in late 2020, but that was delayed because of the pandemic and the change of presidential administrations. Still, advocates and local lawmakers were able to unite on important issues like urging vaccine priority for people with autism and researching the devastating impact of COVID-19 on people with disabilities. David Mandel, a psychiatric epidemiologist and mental health services researcher, is a former member of the IACC.
The urgency in vaccinating caregivers of autistic people or autistic people themselves who may have a lot of challenges in wearing a mask, for example, right? All of those would be issues that the IACC could bring to the attention of the relevant federal bodies in a way that I don't think they have.
Mandel said he envisions the IACC will come back a more effective group with more autonomy. New members will be appointed by the summer. Allie McPherson for WHYY News.